This is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On Kate 98.7.
High school.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown.
This is high school football on Kate 98.7.
From Randy Boffman Stadium at Licking Valley High School, it's the high school football game of the week, the final one of the regular season as the Valley Panthers entertain the Watkins Memorial Warriors. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays and Garrett Wandle in what will be a battle for first place in the LCL Buckeye. Licking Valley clinching a share of it last week with their win over Mount Vernon and getting their first league championship since 2020. They want the whole thing to themselves tonight, and they can do that with a win over the Warriors, who come in 3-6, but they've won three straight games and are 3-1 in the Buckeye. And if they do win, they could clinch a share of the tie with Valley as well as Granville if the Blue Aces are able to beat Mount Vernon. So, Garrett, a lot on the line tonight. It's senior night as well here at Licking Valley, but the Panthers have just been on a roll since week two, since they lost that heartbreaker here to West Muskingum. They've pretty much looked unbeatable ever since, and I guess that's why they've won 8 in a row.
Yeah, and, you know, heading into this year, there are a lot of questions. You know, you're losing a three-year starting quarterback, losing a lot of pieces from a very talented team that they had last year, but they've really improved. I mean, they mainly dominate, I feel like, running the football on both of the lines of scrimmage. So that's where we're going to look here tonight. You know, going against a Watkins Memorial front, that's probably one of the betters that they've seen all year. You know, we were, obviously, they have a huge signature win against Granville, knocking off Granville 22-19 a few weeks ago. And I think that, obviously, that's their signature win, and that kind of, I think, put everybody on notice that, you know, this Licking Valley team is for real. You know, they're looking to make a deep run here in the postseason, but they can't look ahead past this Watkins Memorial team. You know, coming at 3-6, they have won three straight. On that three-game winning streak, Watkins hasn't given up more than 21 points, and they're averaging about 35 points per game. So, you know, earlier in the year, they were really having real struggles on offense, but it seems like they're kind of figuring it out. And they've got a lot of weapons. You know, obviously their signature weapon, Jaden Ricketts, you know, possible future OSU commit. But last week we kind of saw a breakout performance by JoJo Tolliver, their running back, in that offensive line. So I'm interested to see, you know, if they're going to carry that game plan of primarily, you know, ground and pound, running the football, using Tolliver so effectively last week, how they're able to beat Heights, if they can do that here tonight against Licking Valley.
I still think this is a program in the last few years trying to figure out their identity. And we saw a case of it last week against Heights, a team that tried to do different things in the first half, started the second half the same way, and then they just kind of crinkled everything up, threw it in the trash can, and said, we're going to do this one thing. And they did it very successfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, they have Drew Samsel back there at quarterback. He's had some highs, he's had some lows, you know, especially last week. You know, they'd be getting into the red zone area. They have things going for them, and then they just kind of beat themselves. You know, they turn the ball over, whether it be fumbles or just interceptions. So I think it's important, too, Samsel, you know, play within himself. Don't try to force it, right? And also, too, he's a very good, you know, dual threat quarterback. We've seen him, you know, run that read option or just the quarterback keep very successfully, not only last week, but also against Granville. So I think, you know, when you're running the football with Watkins, it's just not a one-dimensional thing, you know, just giving it to Tolliver every single down. You can keep it with Samson. Then also, I think you need to get Ricketts more involved here in the running game. He only got, I believe, two times on a jet sweep last week. One of those times he took it 74 yards for a touchdown. So you get him in the open field, you know, you rely on that big offensive line, you know, get you a nice push. A little push is all you need with a great athlete like him, because he's probably the best athlete that's going to be out there on the field tonight. So I think it's important to, you know, you don't need to force feed him, but, you know,
you still have to feed him.
Right, yeah. You just got to keep him in the back of that Licking Valley defensive mind, right? Whether it be just moving him around the field, because all those guys are going to be keen in on him. So you just need to keep him involved in the offense to keep that defense honest, you know, so that other guys can free up and get opened.
Both teams have clinched postseason berths. They know they'll be playing in Week 11, but each team with a win tonight would help solidify that, and possibly for Licking Valley, a chance to maybe host two home games in the postseason. A lot to be decided, but we'll get to all that as this game continues. Should be a good one between the Panthers and the Warriors. Up next, we'll hear from Hall of Fame Licking Valley head coach Randy Boffman. That's next as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Did you know the Energy Cooperative offers custom power outage notifications and updates? Don't be left in the dark. Sign up today in the Smart Hub app. Download it for free on your mobile device or access your account from myenergycoop.com. Smart Hub is always a great way to pay your bill or view your energy use. Online or on the app, the latest information is just a click away. The Energy Cooperative is proud to provide our community with energy for what matters most.
Hey, this is Chris from K-Sup's Auto Body in Granville and Johnstown. One of the really neat things about our business and about our company is we fix some really cool cars. At K-Sup's, electric vehicles are nothing new to us. We've been fixing them for years. We've been Tesla certified for a number of years. And we're Lucid and we're Rivian certified as well. So if you drive an electric car, no worries. There's someone here in Licking County that knows how to fix them. K-Sup's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
K-Sup's, quality you can trust.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Coach, congratulations on getting at least a share of the LCL Buckeye. And as it is with a lot of your teams, it seems to be a lunch pail group. They just come to work and get it done. A lot of people thought game against Mount Vernon could be a trap game, but they went to business and got the job done.
Well, I was pleased with how we played in that game because, as you say, that's a worry after a big game, after a big win. But no, our kids went in and handled things well. We kind of got beat up a little bit. I'm concerned about that for this week, nicks and bruises, but it's that time of year.
Not too many teams are completely healthy weeks 9 and 10, that's for sure. I want to get to the physicality and what you guys are able to do offensively and defensively, especially at the line. But offensively first, to have the balance that you guys have been able to do, running and throwing the ball, and Rodgers coming off about a deficient game as you can, 16 of 18 for 277. Trenton gets over 150 yards. How pleased have you been with the balance that you can do running and throwing?
Well, it all starts with the guys up front. And I felt coming into the season that would be hopefully our strength. We had four out of the five starters coming back there. I didn't anticipate a freshman stepping into that fifth spot, but Carson has done a terrific job there. But no, a lot of that credit goes to those guys up there. They've been opening up holes for Trent and giving Brody time to throw. And as I've said many times, Brody is mature way beyond his years.
And to be able to spread the ball like he does, three or four wide receivers, and you don't see a lot of this in high school football, but getting the tight end involved as well, he really seems to have, I don't want to say mastered the role, but really understanding what he needs to do for, looking down at his checkdowns and things of that nature, but really seems to have a good feel of the offense.
Well, he does, and I would give some of that credit to his older brother. He got to sit and watch his older brother Hayden start for 3 years and kind of be part of it. You can see, though, as a youngster that Brody had some special skills, not just with his arms, but with his feet. That's what I like. He's cool in the pocket. If he needs to tuck it and go, he's very adept at that, too.
And defensively, it just seems like getting better week in and week out. You slowed down a very potent Granville offense and Mount Vernon. They had a couple drives, but really, I don't want to bend, don't break, but making the plays when they needed to.
Yeah, well, we came into the year wanting to play a more physical style of defense. We sat back in the past, maybe in zone. This year, we're mixing things up, getting our safeties involved in the run game. But the defense is centered around Luke Conway, our linebacker, and he started last year. He's just had a phenomenal year, and he's the guy that gets us going.
Watkins comes in 3-6, but you can't look at their record. They've got a lot of skilled players. We saw them last week against their rival, Licking Heights. Just a lot of players that can do damage offensively.
Oh, they sure do. Well, you know, anytime you've got a high state recruit, you know he's a special athlete. But they've got other guys that that can really hurt you. I think they had injury problems early on. When I saw that they were last on the schedule, I said, they'll have it figured out. And sure enough, they're on a roll right now. So I know they're very motivated.
That was one of the more wild games last year there, where a lot of adversity for both teams, and you guys were able to get a huge road win. And as I look at the team the last couple of years, 6-1 you guys are in games decided by 7 points or less. What has been the attribute to you guys making the plays in games where they needed to be done?
Well, we try to practice those situations, but, you know, it's not the same atmosphere. I just give credit to the players to keep their composure, believe in the system, and, you know, make plays when your number's called.
It's senior night. You know, odds are that you're going to be hosting next week in a playoff game, so technically they'll have at least one more home game, but still having the festivities and things like that can always be kind of a mixed bag. What are your thoughts on this senior class and then the emotions going into senior night?
Well, they've been a fun group to watch. There's not many of them, but they've stuck with it all the way through. The thing I like about them is how close of friends they are off the field. So they've got a tremendous bond there. And you're right, senior night can be a distraction, but it's a night to celebrate the seniors, and we think they'll be motivated.
Well, to capture the lead outright, I'm sure that's enough motivation right there. Any other keys that we should focus on for Friday night?
Yeah, we just got to make sure we don't have turnovers. You know, we've really been trying to emphasize the kicking game. You know, those same speedy guys are back on kick returns. So you just kind of hold your breath, you know, when you kick to them, because they can take it the distance. So don't turn the ball over and don't give up any big plays in the kicking game.
It'll be a fun game. Again, congratulations on a share, getting the postseason berth, and with the win, you even eclipsed last year's 8-win mark. So it really has been a fun ride this year.
Yeah, it has. It's been a good group, and we hope it continues for a while.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
If you had to pick your favorite season, it's probably fall, right? Sparkling bright days with just the right amount of cool at night. Many days you're running your heating and your AC. Is your system ready? Don't guess. Know for certain. Call the experts at Chandler Heating and Cooling in Thornville. Residential and light commercial. They've been serving Newark, Heath, and most of Licking County for 2 decades. Online at ChandlerHeatingCooling.com. That's ChandlerHeatingCooling.com.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
And we are getting ready for the start of tonight's matchup between the Panthers and the Warriors. Licking Valley will kick off, and Watkins will receive going left to right here at Randy Boffman Stadium. Again, Valley coming in with a record of 8-1, 4-0 in the league, and Watkins 3-6, 3-1 in the LCL Buckeye. Valley in their red and blue, and Watkins in their traveling white. And we're interested to see if John Apel will be playing tonight, Garrett. He was not part of warm-ups. He did break his hand a couple of weeks ago, and he is not back as part of the kickoff team. We'll see if he plays on offense to start. We are underway, and the line drive kick will be bounced at the 13 and picked up there by Watkins, and a return across the 20 to about the 25-yard line. And the other thing I'm intrigued about, how will Watkins, what will they do on offense to start this game?
Yeah, because, yeah, last week it was kind of different, really, half-to-half, quarter-to-quarter, what they were doing and what was working for them. You know, unofficially last week they had 334 rushing yards.
Mm.
So that's how, you know, they did their damage, and that's how they were able to come away with their 36-18 victory. So, yeah, I think obviously I would start, you know, see if you can establish the line of scrimmage. So we'll see. I think it'd be interesting, this offense line going against that talented defense line for the Panthers.
From their 25, it's an inside handoff to JoJo Tolliver, who had a great game last week, and he will get up close to the 30-yard line, but a good pickup on first down. Let's pause for station identification. Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Second down and 5 for Watkins at their own 30-yard line as we're just getting underway. And a high snap, Samsel is able to retrieve it, but a huge loss all the way back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's just, it just can't happen in games like this where you want to, you know, come in on the road against an opponent as good as Licking Valley. And then, too, that's what we saw last week. You know, when this team would get off schedule, whether it be first or second down, they throw an incompletion or they take a negative play or they take a penalty, it kind of derailed the whole drive. It's important for this offense, you know, to stay ahead of the chain, stay out of these third and, you know, long, obvious passing situations.
Well, this is third and 10 for the Warrior offense. Samsel back to throw, quick drop, fires, and attempted pass. It does fall incomplete. Looking for Cody York. Incomplete. Fourth down, so three and out. And I do see Apel on the sidelines in sweat, so he will not be playing tonight. So that's one of the skilled players that Watkins needs that won't be performing this evening.
Yeah, that's a big loss, you know. I believe, you know, one of the leading receivers, if not the leading receiver for this team. So that's just more attention that you can kind of divert to Ricketts and whatnot.
And here's the punt, a line drive bouncer that will go about the 40-yard line of Licking Valley. So good field position for the Valley Panthers to get the first crack at it here in quarter number one. 10:30 remains in this first quarter. Licking Valley, again, just what they've been able to do over the last couple of years, because they just had kind of fallen off the radar a little bit, and they said enough of that. The one thing that, again, I brought up with Coach Boffman, 6-1 in games decided by 7 points or less by this team. So they're making the winning plays to get close victories. Rogers in the gun, and he will hand it off to Marcus. Big hole, makes a nice cut. He's at the 40, 45, will get to midfield into Warrior territory. A flag comes in, and it could be an illegal block, and another flag comes in. So we'll see what both flags are. Pretty sure the first one's going to be against Valley. We'll see what the second one is.
Yeah, and that hold, that first one at least, didn't even really need to do
no.
it. Yeah, it was, I believe, against Ricketts right here, just trying to give him a little extra room, but it still would have been a huge gain nonetheless.
And it is a hold against Valley, and they may have just decided to throw two flags on one hold.
Holding call on Licking Valley.
And they will push this one back to the spot. And so it'll be at the 44-yard line, so it'll be first down and 6.
First down and 3 for the
Panthers. Check that, first and 3 now. So still a good pickup for Marcus and the offense.
How many times you said that? First and 3.
Brody Rogers in the gun. Playbook open here with 3 yards needed for a first down. And it will be an end around to Walker, and he uses his speed midfield, 45, spins away, and will get inside the 45-yard line there of Watkins, close to the 40. Walker's had a great senior season.
Yeah, and just another nice little wrinkle right there to the running game. Just the reverse. Watkins wasn't really quite ready for it. And, yeah, I mean, that's just the bread and butter that for this Valley team all year, just relying on those big guys up front. And so far they've done a tremendous job on this opening drive.
Two easily rushing plays of positive yards here for Valley. It's first and 10 at Watkins' 39-yard line. Valley's opening possession here. Here's Marcus up the middle, and Trenton gets inside the 35-yard line. Kind of been nicked and dinged throughout the seasons, but still having a very good season, over 1,200 rushing yards and had 150 yards last week.
Yeah, and he's going to be poised to have another big, you know, 100-plus yard game here tonight. I think he's going to most likely have to, you know, in order to take down this Watkins team.
Marcus, one of 10 seniors honored tonight here at senior night. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Now he comes in motion, and it'll be a jet sweep to him. And getting inside the 30-yard line, that is Braden Barrows. And it'll be enough for another Valley first down.
Yeah, you know, it's about, you know, 5-6 yards per carry. Nothing flashy, nothing crazy. But, I mean, when you're running it this effectively, you know, you just need to continue running the football. I mean, you just need to make Watkins force to stop you. And then, two, with this continued success of running the football, it's early in this game, but you're starting to wear down that defense. And then, two, it makes it easier to open up the passing game later on in the game for Rodgers.
Now at Watkins' 33-yard line, it's first and 10 for Valley. Rodgers going for a hard count. Doesn't work. Now he's ready to go. Gets the snap, and he will keep it at the 30, 25, 20. Still on his feet. Gets close to the 15-yard line. Everything working right now for Valley. And Watkins definitely on their heels on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's that offensive line so far. I mean, they've just been dominating the line of scrimmage. They just have such a nice, you know, push. It really doesn't matter, you know, who is carrying the football right now for the Panthers.
First and 10 now at the Warrior 16-yard line. In the red zone is Licking Valley. Marcus behind Rodgers on first and 10. And this time, Marcus gets the handoff, but he is hit behind the line of scrimmage and will lose a yard. That time the Warriors defense made a play.
Yeah, that's what Watkins needs to try to, you know, do a better job of here. I know it's early, but, you know, trying to contain those first down carries, you know, for a loss or maybe only giving up 2-3 yards a carry, you know, force a Valley in third down situations because so far they haven't had any so far in this opening drive, and they're already in the red zone.
Second and 11 from the Warrior 17. Rodgers will roll right, looking for someone. No one, though, are open. Now he fires incomplete. Good coverage by the Warrior secondary. And after moving right down the field, now it's third and long.
Yeah, this is a big third down here. You know, it could force a fourth down decision, you know, depending on what happens here. But, you know, maybe four down territory. But possibly two plays to pick up this third down. So, you know, if that is the mindset, I wouldn't necessarily just hate a run here to see if you can't pick up 5-6 yards.
Well, Marcus is in the backfield with Rodgers, trips to the far side on this third and 11. Rodgers barts it out. And it will be a handoff to Marcus, like you called. Gets inside the 15. Probably about a 5-yard pickup, so we'll call it fourth and a long five, close to 6 yards. And I think they will go for it here.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the intention there. Yeah, make this a fourth and a little bit more manageable here. So you got probably exactly what you want right there, about 5 yards. So you got fourth and five. You can, you know, you could hand it off again. You could do a read option, but maybe another rollout here for Rodgers. See if he can hit his receiver on a little quick out or something.
See if Cam Walker gets involved in this play. Fourth down and five. Walker comes in motion. He'll get the pitch. Looking for something, and Watkins is right there, and they stop him. Turnover on down. So the Warriors defense, that is your proverbial bend but don't break.
Yeah, and that was kind of just that little jet touch pass that they ran earlier on this drive. Previously, you know, I believe it was a 10-15-yard pickup, worked really well. This time, Watkins was ready for it, and they did a great job. You know, like you said, bending but don't breaking. Once they got inside the red zone, Wentz Valley was trying to, you know, still run the football, not having nearly as much success as they were earlier on the drive.
6:28 remains in this first quarter. We remain scoreless after both teams' opening possessions failed to produce any points. And now Watkins will get the ball first and 10 at their 12 with the triple I, which we saw last week, and inside handoff. That's Braden Waldron, the senior. Give him maybe a yard on that pickup. And second down and 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did run that formation. I mean, I don't know how many plays straight last week against Valley. It was just kind of, we're running it, and we dare you to stop us, right? And Heights had no response for it. I don't think they're going to be able to have that much success this week against the Panthers, especially this early in the game.
They're going to try it again on second and 9. And Samso will look to keep it. And Valley is right there, nowhere to go. Walker pushes him out of bounds. Now, if you really went old school, it's called the Maryland eye. But we don't want to talk Maryland football, so we're not going to do that. But the Panthers defense saw that one coming, and this is a negative 3 yards on that run by Samso.
Yeah, I think I like that they are trying to establish the run the football. I just don't like the formation that they're coming out in because it's, I mean, you come out in that formation, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be running the football, and Valley knows that.
Third and 12 from the Warrior 10-yard line, Samsel to throw. Got some pressure, steps up, fires, and oh, he had Ricketts across the middle, but he short-hopped it, incomplete. So second straight, 3 and out by the Warriors, and now Valley should have even better field position on possession number 2.
Yeah, they should be set up probably right inside Watkins territory, but yeah, I mean, you know, didn't have much success on first down run the football. He went for a negative play second down. So, you know, those third and long situations like we've been seeing, the games we've covered so far for Watkins, those are kind of death sentence for this offense.
So standing in his end zone is Braden Windnagel. Snap is clean and gets it away. Pretty high kick that will go out of bounds, and we'll see where they decide to mark it. Referee comes up. And then he should be marching forward. He's at the 43. Oh, and they're going to say it went out right there. That's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, saying Watkins maybe got a few extra yards there from that spot. So, but they still got Panthers still got great field position, and I think, you know, just go right back to what was working for you, you know. Run the football here. You know, just get yourself in those scoring opportunities inside the red zone and then just kind of see what happens. But I don't think, you know, just because one drive didn't go your way, you need to completely turn away from the rushing attack here.
They will start at the Warrior 43, first and 10 with 5.5 to play opening quarter. No score between Valley and Watkins. Rogers hands off to Marcus, and he will squeeze forward to just inside the 40. So we'll say 3 yards and make it second down and 7.
Yeah, solid gain there that time for Marcus. And that's what, I mean, that's all you need to do. I feel like both these teams' game plans, you know, at least heading in right now with score 0-0 here in the first half, can be very similar. Just stay ahead of the chains there on first down. Make it a second and 7, second and 6. Keep your quarterback in long passing situations.
Rogers trying again a couple of hard counts. Watkins not biting, at least initially. And Marcus again breaks one tackle, 40, 35, 30, stays on his feet and gets inside the 25-yard line. Just so hard to bring down when he gets that steamroller going.
And he just needs a little bit of a push from his offensive line. Yeah, he's able to find the hole and get going. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is where the Watkins defense was able to make a stand last time, you know, once that Panther offense did get in the red zone. But I feel like all starts here on first down. Whatever team wins first down is able to win kind of that downs.
First and 10 at the 23. Big hole for Marcus up the middle, and he got tripped up or else he might have had a house call, but still a very positive pickup to the 15 of 8.
Yeah, I think, if you didn't get tripped up there, he would have been good for another 6. So, but yeah, sets up now second and about 2 here. So, I mean, yeah, you could go with the throw here. You could go turn to the passing game, or you could just try to play it safe here and keep picking up the first down, keep the chains moving.
That's a very famous person, Garrett Wando, says, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. And they go right to Marcus, and he'll be close to the first down. Wait for the official stop, and they're going to say 3 yards, first down.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, the way you have been running the football, I mean, it's pretty much every single time it's been for positive yards besides one where they dropped Marcus in the backfield for just a loss of one. So, I mean, in the red zone, this is when you really dream of being able to run the football this efficiently.
And here's the pitch to a wide receiver and getting down to about the 10-yard line. That's Quinn Hornfeck. Watkins has defended that fairly well, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little jet sweep, jet touch pass. They're trying to add some wrinkles inside the running game, which I like. But, yeah, they were able to run it one time on their opening drive pretty well. They ran it trying to convert that fourth down. Watkins stopped it for minimal gain, and then they just stopped it for another minimal gain here. But I think, you know, it's because, you know, it doesn't work a couple times. You can keep it in the back of your mind, keep in the playbook here, but maybe not as much as you initially thought.
2 yards to the 10, so it's second down and 8 there for the Panthers. Rogers now will keep it to the right. He's got a big opening. He's at the 5, and it will be a house call for Brody Rogers and the Panthers from 10 yards out, and they take a 6-0 lead with 3:18 remaining in quarter number 1.
Yeah, it looked like they just stacked that right side of the field there with wide receivers and extra blockers, and they just Watkins didn't have the personnel to match up with the Panthers that time. So, yeah, Rogers basically got in untouched for a touchdown.
So the Panthers get on the board. Justin McClain, who's done a very good job kicking this year, and that was one of the question marks coming in, and he's done a good job handling extra point duties. And we've got officials stopping play. I wonder if there's something with the chains. Yep. A chain gang person is injured over to the side. So they're going to send both teams to their respective sidelines, and we'll take a break with 3:21 remaining in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Licking Valley. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
And we are back, and the extra point attempt, I don't know if it was a fake or a bad snap, but it does go awry for Licking Valley. His pass thrown into the end zone is knocked away. So that remains 6-0. Valley with the lead after a 6-play, 57-yard drive, capped off by a 10-yard touchdown run by Brody Rogers, making it 6-0 Licking Valley. Don't forget, you can stream the game on our WCLT app. You can download WCLT Radio at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you're streaming the game on Kate 98.7. So twice Valley's had it, Garrett, and twice they got into the red zone, one time stopped on downs, but that time just running the football at will, and Rogers takes it in for 6.
Yeah, and now, you know, they've ran the football so efficiently and so effectively that, you know, I think that possibly this next drive you're going to see, I think the passing game start to ease in a little bit here with Rogers, and that's what I feel like, that's kind of their game plan that they go with game in, game out. Primarily run heavy on these first couple drives. You're kind of, you know, banking on scoring, and then you kind of soften up that defense and make it easier for Rodgers to, you know, get the passing game going without, you know, having so much pressure on him.
And it's a bad kick that will go out of bounds at the 37-yard line, so flag comes into play, so Watkins will have good field position. Beautiful night here at Randy Boffman Stadium. Not a breeze at all. Temperature about 59 degrees when we started play. So again, minus one hurricane night.
Right.
The weather has been outstanding this regular season of 2024 here in Licking County. So Watkins will get the ball here. Third possession already. And it'll be a 5-yard walk-off after where it goes out of bounds at the 37. So, Watkins, here's your chance at the 42-yard line, trailing now 6-0, as the offense has been stagnant through six plays. Samsel, hand off to Tolliver. Here's the hole up the middle into Licking Valley territory, and that's a 10-yard pickup on first down. You may not know this, but I like this kid.
Yeah, he's got a nice motor on him, and, I mean, yeah, the other time he got the first handoff of the opening game is another solid run, about 5-6 yards. So, I think, yeah, no need to hit the panic button here for Watkins. You're only down 6-0. You set up with great field position. Then after a run like that, you know, that gets some confidence here in your offense, your offensive line.
First and 10 from Valley's 48, and here's Tolliver again. He's so patient, and he waits for something to happen. Not much there that time, but he easily could have hit behind the line, but still was able to get 2 yards. So if I'm going to compare him to last year's star running back, Gerald Banks, not as quick, but I think a bit stronger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's got more size. He's harder to bring down. Kind of, yeah, yeah. Banks more of a elusive back. He's kind of your more, you know, traditional power back style. So, but yeah, still saw a game, though, on first down. Like you said, I'm good as long as you pick up, you know, 2-3 yards there on first down. Stay ahead of the chains here. Make it manageable here on second and third down for your offense.
Second and 8. Samsel gets the play in. A lot of motion going on. I don't think they're going to get the play off, and they don't. And it looks like Watkins was able to call a timeout right before the delay of game. That just didn't look good from the very beginning. And so Watkins will burn a timeout here with 2:09 in this opening quarter, and Valley leading 6-0. So a lot of important games tonight around the area in the LCL, OCC, KMAC, and others. You can get all the scores on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show, 9-11 with Mark Bruce and Lee Wallers. They'll be recapping league championships, playoff positioning, everything you need to know moving ahead to Week 11. That's the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show, 9-11 on our sister station, T100. As we resume play, it'll be 2nd and 8 for Watkins at the Valley 46-yard line. Trips to the near side, one wide out here to the far side. Tolliver in the backfield with Samsel. Fake handoff, pass to Ricketts, trying to make something happen. He's going to bring it across the field, but Valley was ready for him, and it's a big loss, and that play had no chance of developing.
Yeah, just a simple wide receiver screen I saw right before that play actually got going. Looked like it was man-to-man. The guy backed off way off of him. Kind of expecting, I think, that they're going to run some sort of wide receiver screen design to Ricketts that time. So,
is that one where speed is more of a detriment because maybe he should have just run upfield and
right.
It wouldn't have been much of a pickup, but not losing 3.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just sometimes, you know, players try to do too much, right? And that's kind of the situation right there, what happened.
3rd and 11, Samsel to throw, got some pressure. Now in a lot of trouble, running for his life, just throws it up and intercepted! Intercepted by the Panthers at the 43-yard line. Picking it off is Quinn Hornfeck, and that was just not a good throw.
No,
that was a Will Levis throw right there.
Yeah, that's when you kind of, you know, you're panicked when you're playing mad and you're about to get sacked. You just hit a random button, you know. That's what kind of happened there. But, yeah, those last two plays, I mean, were just disastrous there for Watkins. I mean, yeah, you start the drive off with a nice 10-yard carry. You're in good field position. Then you take a loss there on the wide receiver screen. That time stands all under pressure, and that's kind of what we've seen from him so far this season. When he experiences heavy pressure, he puts the ball in harm's way, and the Panthers' defense is just too good. You can't do that against him.
First turnover of the game. Let's see if the Panthers look to quit strike, and they are. Rodgers is throwing deep for Walker, and he's got it, and it's a touchdown, Panthers, just like that. 44-yard house call. What a throw by Rodgers, and Walker, a great route, and the Panthers now lead it 12-0.
Yeah, I think no one really expected a deep shot right there on first down, but like the call, Walker got separation right there at that last second, and another pretty throw that time from Rodgers, and they're able to cash in on that turnover instantly.
So they now lead it 12-0. They will try again the extra point here by McLean. Good snap, kick on the way, it is up, and it is good. One play, 44 yards. That's how you strike after a turnover. Rodgers to Walker. They've been a lethal combination all season long, and it's 13-0 with a minute 7 remaining in this first quarter. And we probably do sound like a broken record, but it just seems for Watkins, right when they get across the other team's 50-yard line, it's something happens.
Yeah, it's, well, they can't put together a complete drive, I think, is what we're trying to get at here. Is there's positives and there's negatives on each and every single drive, but the negatives are outweighing the positives for the most part. So, they just need to try to, you know, settle down, put together a complete drive. I mean, and then, too, obviously, you just can't turn the ball over. Turnovers, as we just saw, they will kill you in this game. And this game will quickly get out of hand if you continue to, you know, go three and out, turn the ball over, and set up this Licking Valley offense with good field position, especially, too, with how effective they are running the football. They can just bleed the clock down and put points on the board.
And another kick will go out of bounds. This one out of bounds inside the 30. And you just feel like Valley's drooling, right? Like, we've got them, and we're going to pounce right now. But, again, the maturity of Rodgers coming in, and Cam Walker has just really delivered at the wide receiver position. That was just so perfectly executed. And that's a team that's very confident and knows what they want to do. And you talked about it. Running game gets established. Now we can go for the throat, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a really important drive here for Watkins to just try to keep this game within reach here.
Looks like a false start, and yep, they're going to call it. It's starting to be a meltdown. That is three straight plays where it's just not working out. And Samso, again, very talented guy, but he was back to his, 30-yard line on that interception and threw up a almost like a punt. You would have fair caught that if it was a punt. So just things going from bad to worse. It will now be 1st and 15 from the 30-yard line for Watkins. Samso in the gun. Here's the handoff to Tolliver. Breaks one tackle and will get about a yard pickup on that first down.
Yeah, and that first down, I mean, we talk about how important it is, especially for Watkins, I think, to stay on schedule on first and second down. And just getting a false start really just derails, I think, your whole drive here. So you're kind of forced to pick up, you know, bigger play, most likely here through the air. And, you know, maybe, you know, try to run that jet sweep that we saw last week with Ricketts here, try to break off a big gainer.
Second down and 9. Here's the pass, and it's caught. I think he caught it right for, again, a small pickup.
Number 5.
York with the catch and about a yard pickup, so it'll still be 3rd and long.
Yeah, big 3rd down here coming up, and, you know, unfortunately, since he had that false start, still going to be 3rd and 10, even after picking up about 5 yards there on 2nd down.
So 23 and a half seconds remain in this first quarter. 3rd and 10. Samsel to throw. Pressure. Fires. Great catch by Ricketts. And let's see where they mark it. I think it's going to be short.
Yeah.
So Ricketts with the catch. It'll be fourth and one. Coach,
what do you do?
I go for it. I mean, you don't have to. You can take it. You can think about it right here now. You're going to have to run it here before the end of the quarter. But yeah. I would just give it up the middle here or read option or, yeah.
Well, they are going to get a chance to think about it because Valley calls a timeout. So early, big call in this game. 13-0. Valley leads it with 17 and a half seconds remaining before the end of the quarter.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, kind of, this is kind of the game here, right? I know it's early, but the way Valley's offense has been operating, they really don't show any signs of slowing up. They've been able to run it at will. Now they're starting to introduce the passing game. You need to figure out a way to put some points on the board, and then at the very least, just extend this drive going here, right? I mean, give your defense a little bit of time to rest, trying to keep that Valley offense off the field, but.
And that was just a six-play drive. They wasted no time. This, again, maybe not a lot of household names, but this offense is explosive. So they will mark it back to the 15. Is where Hornfeck will wait for the ball. Here's the kick on the way. And it is good. 5:17 remains, second quarter. All Valley, 20-0. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hot shingles? Need nailed? We'll admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that is the point. At Mike's Roofing, their work speaks for itself. Voted best of the best the past 4 years.
Wally, we've been nominated for 4 categories this year in the Community Choice Awards of Lincoln County. Best roofing company, best siding company, best window company, and best of all, the best family-owned business.
Hot shingles? Mike's Roofing needs your vote at yourchoiceawards.com/Newark.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Tackler's led by number 11.
Well, Licking Valley's had the ball 4 times. They have scored 3 of those, and the other time they were stopped on downs at the Watkins 12. So they've pretty much had their way offensively, and they lead it 20-0 with 5:08 remaining before halftime. So, Garrett, how does Watkins recover after having a very solid drive, get stopped at the Panther 8, but then seeing Licking Valley take it down and add a third touchdown on the evening?
I'd say you just need to continue, I think, running the football, because that's how they got in that scoring opportunity to begin with.
Well, it is Tolliver who gets a good pickup on first down across the 25-yard line to about the 26, so it'll be a second down and 5.
And then as well, you know, with primarily running the football here, I would try to get Ricketts involved in the rushing game as well. I mean, he touched football 1 time here, I think, so far here tonight, and that was just on that one screen.
He had 1 pass out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. He's not been as much. Samso in a lot of trouble, eludes some pressure, and now will throw it away, which is the right thing to do. And he was looking for Ricketts, and Ricketts was double-teamed. But the Valley front wall just caused a lot of havoc for Samso, and now it's 3rd and 5.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, kind of the risk. You're dropping back on 2nd down there. Rather than just running it, you know, making it a 3rd and short, possibly even picking up the 1st down. But, I mean, this is, you need to pick this up, I mean, to keep any chance of you winning this football game alive, especially since you did receive the opening kickoff here. So, you know, 2nd quarter coming to a close, I'm sure Valley looking to double dip.
Here's the handoff and getting the 1st down on 3rd and 5. Seeing who was the ball carrier that time. It was number 35, guy we saw a couple times last week.
The 35, Graham Smith.
Graham Smith. I thought he had enough for the first down, but it looks like he is just going to be a little short. Now, measurement number 2.
Wow.
On the evening. Updating some scores here. And the LCL Cardinal, Johnstown leading Newark Catholic 22-0 in the first. Johnny's trying to capture the Cardinal outright. Heath has a 15-6 lead over the Redskins. Granville and Mount Vernon. You ready?
Yeah.
15-14 aces.
Huh.
A little close there to start things. And Newark and Lancaster are tied at 10 in the first quarter at Whitefield as the Wildcats trying to go unbeaten at home for the season. 5-0. That game last year, I believe, was 55-47. Lancaster won it. And there was a penalty against Watkins.
Yeah, they used that to move it out of the hash.
Or no, they're going to keep it the same. I'm sorry. So it is going to be fourth and short. Referees are running all over the place. All right, so we're ready. Fourth and one. Warriors will go for it from their 32-yard line. It's the triple I. And this time, Tolliver gets it and gets the first down. See? You see?
Yeah, she'll listen to you, Coach.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
But got the first down, the touchdown, and might just be, what, 13-7 right now?
It very well could be. Very well could be.
No, but that's, I mean, that's just kind of what they just need to continue to do here, mainly is stay ahead of the chains, preferably not in those forward down situations, but just run the football.
And handoff again up the middle for a couple yards, not much. But you're right, just one, keeping it away from the Valley offense.
Yeah.
As we're under 3:45 in this second quarter, and it's 20-0 Licking Valley. 3-yard pickup there on first and 10, makes it second and 7. And Granville has just scored, and they now lead 23-14. Another game of interest here for Licking Valley fans. Athens, which is fourth in Division 3, Region 11, trailing Nelsonville York 13-7, second quarter. That's a big rival game down in Athens County. Samso to throw, scrambling, rolls to his right. He will run and will get out of bounds at about the 47-yard line, but good heady play that time by Drew.
Yeah, it looked like he pump faked a couple times. And yeah, that was the right play. Just run it. He has the speed. More times than not, when the pocket breaks down like that and he's able to step up, he's going to get positive yardage just how fast he is. It just sometimes, you know, he wants to make a play so bad is that, you know, you just force it, right? And that's a problem lots of quarterbacks have, right? You want to make a play so bad you end up making a mistake or it falls incomplete.
Third and long two and getting the first down. Again, credit to the offensive line. I'm sure they loved that one drive where they took it all the way down. And they get another first down on a pickup of about 4 yards to the Valley 48. 3 minutes remain in this second quarter. Watkins, their second straight solid drive, trying to get on the scoreboard, trailing 20-0.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line, I think it's had its problems when it comes to pass protection, but when it comes to running the football, they've had pretty good success.
Samso to throw, a quick strike, and the catch is made, and it's Ricketts, 30, 20, you're not going to catch him. That's a house call. Once he gets to the middle of the field, you are not going to catch Jaden Ricketts, and he just showed the speed right there, 48 yards, and what, 40 of that was just him running.
Yeah. Well, yeah, good things happen, you know, when he touches the football, however many times that happens, right? But, yeah, they finally connect with Ricketts there on the passing play. It was just got, nice little just little curl route there. He only caught it, you know, 7-8 yards down the field, but he made that first defender miss. And after that, the rest was history.
Winnagle's extra point is up and good. 2:41 remains, second quarter. It's 27 Valley. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
46!
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, You can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Watkins Memorial right back in it. 48-yard touchdown pass from Samsel to Jaden Ricketts. And with 2:41 to go, the Warriors will kick things away here. Good high kick. And here's Evan Lohr. He will bring it across the 10, 15, one-on-one. He gets to the 20, and see if we get a horse collar here. They're going to say he got to the side. I don't see a flag.
I saw one coming later.
Did you?
Yeah. So I think, yeah, they'll get another 15 yards.
Boy, that is just, instead of at the 26, 27, you're going to be up across the 40. They are talking about it right now, and Coach Boffman joining in the discussion. Wanting to make sure. Now they ask him to step back a minute. So we'll see.
Maybe they're picking it.
I think they might.
Throw it in.
Yep, they are waving it off. And that does not make Coach Boffman very happy.
No.
We still get a horn out of it, though.
Yeah. You'll get a horn out almost anything here, I feel like.
I think you will. So Valley will start at their 27, up by a 13-point margin, 20-7. They have one timeout in their back pocket. Rogers gets the snap, high snap. He'll look to keep it. Not much going there, but still is able to squeeze forward for about a yard. This is a big possession. This is just a huge possession because Valley gets the ball to start the second half as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a good drive there by Watkins. The only thing they did wrong is they gave the ball back to the Panthers with maybe too much time left.
Well,
right?
When you have the road runner running, what are you supposed to do?
Right, yeah, you can't tell him to slow down. So.
Beep, beep, he's gone.
Yeah, so, but Valley did have to burn two timeouts, so that's going to help out Watkins' favor here.
Second and 9 at the 28, Rogers. And it's going to be a reverse. And they are ready for it, Watkins is. But still, Brady on a couple tackles as Walker. 30, 40, midfield. 40, 30. He might take it all the way. He is knocked out of bounds inside the 15. Cam Walker says, he's not the only one that's got speed. I can take it down the sideline. It looked like there was nothing there but patience and then an afterburn run, and here comes Valley.
Yeah, and Watkins, they're going to be looking back at that play and just kicking themselves because they snuffed that play out.
They did.
They had two or three guys have a chance at Walker, and they just couldn't bring him down. And a play that really should have been for a loss or no gain is a giant gain now set up inside the Warriors' red zone.
13-yard line. How about 58 yards on that run by Cam Walker? And looks like Licking Valley will use their final timeout with a minute 39 to play. So you had second and 8 from the 29-yard line, and all of a sudden, a play that you called it. They had it diagnosed, and there was just a little sliver, which Cam Walker took full advantage of, and a flip of the script right now, and Valley has an opportunity to punch it in again before halftime.
Yeah, and if they are able to get this one in the end zone, that's going to be big. I mean, because they do get the ball to start off the second half, already up by 20, and just how effective this offense has been here tonight. I mean, it's hard to go blow for blow with Valley here, especially here at home. And they're doing whatever they want on offense,
yeah.
Whether it be running, whether it be throwing. It doesn't matter. So this Watkins defense needs to at least, you know, force a fourth down conversation here. I think if they want to keep their chances alive here and try to carry some of that momentum that they just got back into the locker room.
So Valley will start first and 10 at the Warrior 13. Out of timeouts right now. Rogers, he will keep it on the right side, looking for some blocking, and will get inside the 10-yard line.
Yes,
and the clock will continue to run there.
Brody Rogers, ball carrier.
Yeah, that was the play that they ran, I believe, on their second drive there to get their first touchdown, just bringing in the receivers to block. Rogers picking which side he wants to run the football. Went right that time. But a solid game there on first down.
Plenty of time. 1:14 left, second and 6 at the Warrior 9. Rogers in the gun. And here's the handoff to Marcus, looking up the middle. Trent Marcus will score. Touchdown, Valley. 9-yard touchdown run by the senior. He continues to get it done. Great job by the offensive line, and Valley comes right back, and now it stands their lead to 26-7 with 64 seconds to go before the break.
Yeah, that offensive line is just, it's dominating. I mean, Watkins has no response. And then good job, too, by Marcus once again. Going right, cuts it back, finds the hole inside, and able to turn probably what could have only been a 2-3-yard pickup into a touchdown.
McLean on for the extra point attempt to push the lead back to 20. Here's the snap. On the way, and it is good. So Valley now takes a 27-7 lead over Watkins Memorial with a minute 4 to go before the break. Let's pause for station identification as you're listening to the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
This is the high school football game of the week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Well, that's why Licking Valley is 8-1. They know how to respond when a team is nipping at their heels and can possibly get back into a football game. All they do is go 72 yards and 5 plays, capped off by the 9-yard touchdown run by Marcus, set up by the big 50-plus yard run by Cam Walker on a second down and a long 8. And Walker going down the right sideline, setting up that touchdown. That just has to let a lot of air out of the Warriors right now. You've got one timeout left. I sure it depends on how well this return goes to see if they can do anything before the break. And here's the kick. It will bounce and will fall down at the 34, 33-yard line. So you got a chance here.
Yeah. You know, obviously, you're going to be looking for rickets here, but I think you can kind of use that to Valley's disadvantage. Just move. I just put him in motion pre-snap, right?
Yeah.
Get all eyes on him. And unfortunately, you know, this is when, you know, you probably look for John Apel, but he's not in right now. But you got to set, you know, kind of ask one of your other receivers to step up here. He'll probably be left, you know, one-on-one man coverage. And you, I think use that. You can kind of use Ricketts here as a distraction, I think, to take a shot deep for someone else.
Samson rolls right, looking, firing, and I think it was looking for Ricketts right there. Did he make the catch? He did. Up to the 44, right at the sticks. And they are going to say first down. Good throw and catch right there.
Yeah, keeps some hope alive here. Try to get some points on the board here for halftime.
Samson this time will roll left and is looking deep and incomplete. Good coverage that time by Hornfeck. And it'll be second down and 10 from the Warrior 45 with 54 seconds left. So, again, they don't have to go super fast here. And then they do have the one timeout. Second down and 10. Got trips to the near side here, including Ricketts in the slot. Samsel. Pressure, steps up, looking to run, and will get to midfield and then go out of bounds very close to the first down, maybe a couple of yards shy.
Run out of bounds.
And actually, they'll mark it at the 46, so make it third down and one. And the clock stops with 48 seconds to go.
Yeah, nice decision that time again by Sam. Still nothing there. Just decides to tuck it and run. Now makes it, you know, third and one here. So, you know, if fourth down does come up, it makes it a little bit easier decision here as long as you don't take a sack.
Trips here to the near side. And again, looks like some confusion. They are able to get the playoff, but it's going to be motion. So, again, just something just was not clicking at the start of that play, and from third and one to third and six.
Full start called against the Warriors.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to get a penalty in a situation like this here. You know, you're getting some momentum, and just a run-pass option it looked like there on third and one, now third and six.
Back to the Warrior 49-yard line, and they move again. From third and one to now third and 11. And I swear to you, my friend, it's almost the same part of the field almost every time.
Yeah, it's right around the 50. They get in their own way, or the drive stalls out. And, I mean, yeah, that's the theme here, I mean, for Watkins.
I'm just behind the scenes.
Samsel. Pretty good protection. Now it loosens up a little bit. He'll fire across the middle. Intercepted by Walker. He read that perfectly. And the Valley Panthers may not be done yet as that interception is returned to their 48-yard line with 39 seconds to play. Second interception of the half.
Yeah, that was just a poor decision that time, you know. Third and 11. Obviously, I think that whole offense is frustrated. You know, it was a third and one. And Samso just kind of throwing it up there once again, just hoping, you know, the receiver can make a play. And it results in another turnover. And, yeah, Valley, I mean, the way that they're running the football and throwing it, they got no timeouts. But, I mean, I would be, those safeties going to be playing back here for Watkins to help out those cornerbacks.
They will hand it off on the end around to Walker. Why not? Midfield, 45, down to the 40, breaks two tackles. He'll have enough for a first down to the Warrior 37-yard line. 28 ticks remain. They will go quickly, and they are already starting the clock before the chain gang even got started, and they will spike it. I think that was a quick start of the clock right there.
It was.
Oh, I'm not blaming the timekeeper. I'm not saying the officials. 23 seconds remaining. Second down and 10 after the spike. Trips to the far side. Rogers. Back to throw. Good pressure. He is looking long. He's got a man. Touchdown! Silas Kyle having himself a second quarter. He's got a couple of touchdowns as well. There is a flag on the play. It's personal foul, roughing the passer. It will count. And the Valley Panthers, it's an aerial attack at Randy Boffman Field tonight as they take a huge lead before halftime. 33-7, extra point on the way.
Yeah, once again, Silas Kyle is beating his defender here. Man-to-man coverage. They haven't learned their lesson here tonight. They're still playing man-to-man, but all these receivers have been burning their cornerbacks deep. And just once again, Brody Rogers, just another perfect throw. Finding his receiver in stride there, and they're able to strike, what, how long?
22 seconds. Three plays, and one was a spike. Here's McLean for the extra point.
That's good.
It's up and good. 16 and a half seconds remain. Licking Valley, 34. Watkins Memorial, 7. And we talked about it. This game could go either way. And it's Licking Valley doing what they have been doing for 7 straight weeks and just matching and then overmatching their opponent.
Yeah, and you can't turn the ball over, too, no. against Licking Valley. And that's what we've seen here tonight twice. Samsel, two interceptions, and both of those have resulted in quick striking touchdowns. So they need, yeah, I mean, it kind of just, the worst case scenario happened here for Watkins tonight, and it doesn't help, too, that their defense, I mean, it can't stop the offense. It can't stop the run. It can't stop the throw. Just the one stop on the opening drive from Valley where they almost got it. They still got in the red zone. But other than that, that defense for Watkins has really, really struggled tonight.
So the personal foul, roughing the passer, will now put the ball at the 45-yard line of Watkins for this kickoff.
Brad Lichtenauer set the kick.
I'd onside it. You always say no on this.
Number 15.
With 16 seconds?
You'd have a chance to score again. Let's see what happens. And he booms it. Again. Nobody listens to me.
Well, you can't be right 100% of the time, right?
I'd like to be right 50% of the time.
Oh, yeah, you're going that tonight, right? 50 for 50, right? Or one for two, right, with the handoff to Oliver.
Okay, yeah,
then.
We'll go with that. Yeah. We will go with that. Well, I think now you just take a knee.
Oh, yeah.
You tried to get back into it. You had an interception. Valley took it right after you. And Valley does get the ball again to start half number two. So what a job tonight by the Panthers, offensively and defensively. Samsel in the gun. See what he does here on first down. He'll hand it off to Tolliver. And JoJo will get to the 25, up to the 30. He will stay inbounds. Clock will stop for a minute because he does get the first down to the 31-yard line with 8 seconds to go. Let's see if they try to run one play here. Clock will start, and they are not going to run a play. It has been a good senior night in half number one here at Randy Boffman Stadium as the Licking Valley Panthers have exploded in half number one, trying to capture the LCL Buckeye outright. They are on their way, leading Watkins Memorial 34-7. We'll recap the first half after a timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
Why choose the Hinderer Motor Company? We don't just sell vehicles, we build relationships. This is Justin Hinderer. With 4 top-tier dealerships and a state-of-the-art collision center, we're here for you every step of the way. From our exclusive Carvenience service that handles everything from pickup to delivery, to our 24/7 towing and roadside assistance, we make your life easier. And every vehicle purchase comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty because we believe in what we sell. Experience the difference and visit HinderermotorCompany.com. We love what moves you.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a 5-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota. Shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
isn't Catchy Beats of Mid-Century Detroit, but one of our favorites.
Back here at Randy Boffman Stadium, it's halftime with Licking Valley, a commanding 34-7 lead over Watkins Memorial. Great half for quarterback Brody Rogers with three touchdown passes, two to Silas Kyle and one to Cam Walker, and then also has a touchdown run of his own. Trent Marcus also with a touchdown scamper. Defense getting a couple of interceptions leading to scores. Again, I mean, they only stopped themselves once with the turnover on downs to start their opening possession at the 12. Otherwise, they've had what they wanted offensively, and they forced Watkins. They've had a couple of good drives, but the defense stepping up and making plays, and it's all Panthers right now.
Yeah, they've been extremely dominant in this one. They've impressed me here tonight once again, you know, especially seeing how Watkins, you know, closed out the game last week and how they've been playing the past couple weeks. They seem to find their footing. But Licking Valley, I mean, that offensive line is the real deal. They rely on that line to kind of establish the run to start these games, right? And when you're able to do that, that's a coach's dream, right? If you're able to establish the run and really just go down the whole field and score a touchdown all on the ground. And that's what they did on their second drive. They got in the red zone the first time, kind of stalled out, and they were able to score on the second drive. Then after that, they're slowly, you know, introducing the passing game in with Rodgers. And then, you know, when you're just running the football and you're getting dominated on the ground so much like Watkins was on defense, you know, the safeties start creeping up, they start helping with run support, and they leave those corners on islands, and that's what we saw. Those cornerbacks for Watkins are having a hard time matching up against those receivers for Licking Valley. And then, too, when Brody Rogers' number has been called upon, he has been pretty much perfect here tonight throwing the football. He's looked outstanding, and the Valley defense has done a pretty good job here as well. Although, you know, Watkins kind of getting in their own ways with some penalties and some turnovers. But, yeah, besides that one touchdown where they just let Ricketts kind of get loose there, that defense has done a really good job of containing him. Containing that running game. They were going down the field there in the second quarter. Looked like they were going to maybe cut this down to a one possession game. But big stop there on fourth and one. They knew the run was coming. They were getting runned on that whole possession. And then, they came up big on that big fourth down stop. So, Licking Valley, I mean, yeah, they just continue to impress here tonight. Just a tough one here for Watkins of, you know, just, really a tale of two plays, yeah. A tale of a couple plays, you know. I say you cut out those turnovers, and then two, what was it, right before halftime, or one of the drives right before halftime where Valley scored. I think they scored, what, two times with under 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. But one of them was second and eight. Looks like Watkins was getting back into the game, right? It was 27, I believe, at that time.
Yep.
It was end around to Cam Walker. They knew it was coming. Two or three guys had an opportunity to bring him down. Basically at the line of scrimmage, or just a 1 or 2 yard pickup. That would have forced a third down. And instead, he broke off a huge gain, got it down inside the red zone, and then really since that happened, the rest has been history. So the opportunities have been there for Watkins. They just really haven't been able to execute, and yeah, Valley has won those big plays, right? Like the fourth and one, you know, stop, you know, probably prevent the game going to a one possession game, and then converting that, you know, second and eight for a huge game, which really could have shifted momentum there. Could have been maybe only 20-7 here at halftime, but instead 34-7 Valley.
And I'll even go back to that opening possession. You could get frustrated. Hey, we took it all the way down the field. We got stopped at the 12, but they force a three and out and come right back and score. So any chance of adversity or Watkins trying to make something happen, Valley has just responded, and I just think that is a testament to the 10 seniors on the team, to the coaching staff, to what this program really started with last year. And we saw them in a couple of games. It was a wild one at Watkins last year, mm-hmm. a game that could have gone either way, but they made the plays, mm-hmm. and that's why they got a 7-point victory. You saw it this year against Granville, and you're seeing it tonight. This is a team that just believes we're going to go out and win. If it's running the ball, if it's throwing the ball, if it needed to be a play on defense, they just have that aura of confidence saying, this is Panther football, and you're not going to beat us. And
yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it, no,
adversity really seems to shake this team. They really don't let it happen to begin with. I mean, like you said, the only kind of adversity they really seen tonight was just that fourth down stop on their opening drive, right? And then they were able to quickly respond, you know, force a three and out, and then go score a touchdown. So, and then maybe, you know, when it got cut down to 20-7, maybe start to sense a little bit of momentum heading in towards Watkins' way, but then, you know, blink, and it's 27-7. They respond to the touchdown of their own. So, that's what's too good, too, is this offense, it can be quick hitting, quick striking if it needs to be, right? It scored twice, under 3 minutes in the second quarter. And it can take long, methodical drives, you know, running the football, you know, take five, six minutes off the clock if you need to.
Right now, it's a 27-point lead, 34-7, all Licking Valley over Watkins Memorial. Our halftime continues now with Skip Mozich tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mozich.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. There's been a really nice high school football story happening in Newark this season. We'll talk about that as well as other Licking County high school football with Brian Mays from our Newark affiliate next on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Owen Willoughby from Jackson Center High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I enjoy it a lot because it's a lot about competing against yourself more or less than competing against other people. So even if I might finish in the middle of the pack, I still might have ran the best race that I've ever ran before, so it's still a good day even though I didn't technically win the race.
Owen loves to run. He's on the cross country and track and field team, but he's also an FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and Future Farmers of America, where he's been an officer for 4 years. Yes, much of what Owen does ties back to life on the farm.
The backbone of our society, you know. There's so much that goes unseen through agriculture that people who aren't into it every day don't see, and they don't understand that, you know, how much of a big impact that it actually has on everybody and their everyday lives.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
How far do you have to go to get expert surgical care? To have access to state-of-the-art minimally invasive technologies? To be treated by top-notch surgeons you can trust? Turns out, you don't have to go far at all. Because right here at Knox Community Hospital, we can treat a wide range of conditions from gallbladder to breast cancer surgeries. And we've assembled a team of expert surgeons who can get you back home sooner than you ever thought possible. Learn more at kch.org.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mozich.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game as we talk a little Licking County High School football this evening with Brian Mays, who calls games for our Newark affiliate, WCLT. And, you know, Brian, let's start with Newark. Such a nice story. 6-3 have clinched their first playoff spot in a really long time. Tell us about the really nice turnaround there.
It really has been amazing. You replace All-Ohio quarterback Steele Meister, who had 2,300 yards and 35 touchdowns last year, and the team went 2-8, losing 8 straight games. So you bring in a new quarterback, and Skip, it really started from the first play of the season. They fire a 74-yard pass on play number one, and they've been off and running since. It really is an unbelievable story, and it's led by Bill Franks, who was an assistant at Newark from 92 to 96, head coach from 97 to 2001. He came back here in 2019. He's been building, building, and building, and finally it's coming to fruition. And if they beat their arch rival Lancaster tonight to get 7 wins, just put it in perspective. Since they went 5-5 in 2016, their record has been 8-65.
Wow.
And they could get 7 wins tonight. What a turnaround.
Amazing story there in D1. Down to D2. Licking Heights is 3-6, but they can still get in, can't they?
They can. And they've got a very winnable game tonight taking on Zanesville. They are 15th in the region right now, but it looks like they will, if they get the victory, they could move up to maybe as far as number 12. So it's been a season where they've had so many injuries. And in fact, their star player, Jake LaPinto, who's going to Robert Morris, he had a fractured jaw. And last week against Watkins Memorial, their arch rival, he sewed that sucker shut and had a metal plate in his jaw.
Wow.
Just to play. So the team is giving everything they have, and they've got a great chance to make it to week number 11.
Brian, down to Division III, teams we're used to seeing having success. Granville and Licking Valley, both 8-1. Valley's clinched a home game, but boy, Region 11 is just stacked.
Whoever wins that region has a great chance at winning the state. And Randy Boffman, Skip, in his 49th year, still getting it done. They've got a chance to go 9-1. And if he wins tonight, he will now have sole possession of 6th place all-time coaching victories in the state of Ohio. He's tied with Terry Malone from Hamilton Baden. So he gets it done year in and year out. They're a team that just brings their lunch pail. They go to work. They take on Watkins this evening, which will be a tough one. But if Valley wins 9-1, they'll get the host in the first round. And I can't not mention either Granville as well, because they've had a tremendous run with 3 coaches coming in the last 8 years. It's been amazing how they have been able to continue. So I think a couple teams from the county could make some noise in the postseason, but whether they do or not, it's been another great regular season here in Newark and Licking County.
Division 4, Heath is 4-5. Can they get in with a win and some help?
They win, they're probably in. They lose to Utica tonight, they are definitely out. They had a brutal non-conference, 4 straight road games, including games against Creston Norwayne, who is 8-1. We talked about Licking Valley. They were in it as well. And Johnstown, who is also 8-1. They always play better the second half of the year. They've had a couple of 50-point games the last couple of weeks. So Coach Ward and his bunch, if they get in, they could make some noise. But even if they win tonight, they might need a little bit of help.
Last thing, not your typical season for Newark Catholic. They got their first win last week, sitting at just 1-8. But did I see that there's still an outside chance for them if they get a win and maybe some help?
If they beat the Johnnies, who I just mentioned are 8-1, they literally could move up as high as 8.
Wow.
And host a home game in Division 7, Region 27, with a record of 2-8. But it's another team that has had the injury bug. Skip, they've started a 4-string quarterback who basically is a wide receiver the last couple of weeks. Their top 3 quarterbacks are out. Mikey Hess, who is going to Dayton, who is a great running back and linebacker, he's been out. They have a couple of linemen out. They, at one point, were down to 21 players, which is unheard of at Newark Catholic. But they're still battling, and if Cinderella shows up tonight, postseason and hosting, who would have thunk?
Brian Mays, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on, talking some Licking County High School football this evening, okay?
Thank you, Skip. Take care.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Did you know 38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling in video and online games? Items like mystery boxes, skins, and spin to win mimic gambling, putting children at a higher risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. So get in the know about youth gambling and start the conversation with discussion guides, parent resources, and more at ChangeTheGameOhio.org. That's ChangeTheGameOhio.org.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away and Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a seven-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Join us at the Pataskala Oaks Care Center for a free spooktacular trick-or-treat party on October 27th from 5:30 to 7. Kids up to age 12, bring your parents and your costumes. Pataskala Oaks offers short-term to extended stays with furnished rooms, medication management, and delicious meals. Plus, they provide physical, speech, and occupational therapy and fun activities, like our Halloween party, which you are invited to join. Join us at Pataskala Oaks Care Center on the 27th.
Now, back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on KATE 98.7.
This is ONN.
Our thanks again to Brian Mays for talking some Licking County High School football with us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
We got one of each. Back here at Randy Boffman Stadium as we get ready to start third quarter action with Valley on top of Watkins Memorial 34-7. Scores from around the area. Newark has taken a 23-10 lead over Lancaster as the Cats trying to move to 7-3 and 4-3 in the league. That's what a turnaround.
Yeah, it's like a kind of like a movie story, you know, story just a test of how. What'd you say? What was the stat? 8 wins since what year?
Since 2016.
And they're about to get 7 in just one season.
Yep.
So almost doubling their win total in 9 seasons in one season.
And if you want to go back even farther, since 2000, 25 years, 2 winning seasons, 2 seasons at 500. And a chance to make noise. And we've seen them, and they're going to get a tough opponent in week one of the postseason. It could be Upper Arlington or Gahanna the way it looks right now. But I don't know that a lot of teams will have seen that passing combination
right.
of Bodie Smith and Drayson Peterson.
Yeah, they could make some noise. I mean, just how they're playing, you never you can't count them out with how they're playing right now. Just kind of the narrative surrounding the team, you know.
Yep. LCL Buckeye, the other scores. Granville heard your sigh when it was 15-14 when they led Mount Vernon. They have now extended that to 38-14. So Granville looking to move to 9-1, 4-1 in the league. And all indications are that they will host next week, and we'll have that for you here on KATE 98.7 next Friday, their home playoff game. Right now, it looks like it could be Bishop Hartley, and that would be a heck of a first-round matchup. But we'll see how everything sorts out tonight. But they're leading Mount Vernon 38-14. Licking Heights has a 20-0 lead over Zanesville. And the Hornets will get in Division II, Region 7, which is also a very, very tough region. LCL Cardinal Johnstown trying to win the title outright, taking care of Newark Catholic tonight, 35-0 in the second half. Heath has a 22-6 lead over Utica. Both teams, now if Heath wins, they have a pretty good shot of getting in. Utica, I think, is going to get in, win or lose. But here come the Bulldogs again, the second half of the season, Garrett.
Yeah, peaking at the right time. You know, we saw them against Newark Catholic a few weeks ago. You know, granted, Newark Catholic is, you know, pretty down this year just with the amount of players that they have. But it feels like, you know, for the past, what, 3-4 years, you know, Heath always peaks the second half of the season. So no matter how, you know, rough it may be those first couple weeks, this is probably the roughest it's been, though,
yep,
since we started covering them about 4 years ago. That Buckeye Valley game was probably, I think, the worst game we've seen them play. But,
and they lost by just 1 point.
Right, yeah. It was just a 1-point loss, and they easily, easily could have won it. So, they're a team you don't want to play, I'd say, week five and after.
Northridge, the Vikings are looking to go to the postseason again. What a job Coach Dustin Calhoun has done up there. They're leading Lakewood 42-6 that game in the second half as well. Now, a couple of games of note here for Licking Valley in Division III, Region 11. They were looking for Sheridan to get a victory tonight against New Lexington, help with computer points. But right now, in the Perry County Super Bowl, it is New Lexington leading Sheridan 22-10. Other games of note, and let me update this, is Nelsonville York leading Athens 13-7. Athens is unbeaten and fourth in that division, Division 3, Region 11. Athens is trailing Nelsonville York 13-7. They're the fourth seed right now. Licking Valley is seed number 5. And we talked about Hartley potentially taking on Granville. Hartley is leading St. Charles big 35-12. And another game of interest, always an interesting rival game between Dover and New Philadelphia. New Philly is leading Dover in that ball game big, and Dover was eighth in the region as well. So a lot to be decided, and all that will be taken care of you on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller, 9 to 11 tonight on our sister station, T100. So Granville will get in, and Licking Valley getting in that region. We'll see what happens for the rest of the evening. Valley gets the ball to start the third quarter, and it's a pooch kick. And it was another good kick by Watkins, but Valley is able to get on top of it and will take over at their 38-yard line. That almost worked to perfection there for Watkins.
Yeah, a little surprise onside there, I think, to start the second half, trying to get the ball and try to get some momentum, you know, maybe mount this comeback. But, yeah, Valley, fortunate to fall on that one. They're set up with good field position here. And, I mean, this opening drive here, I think, in this third quarter is going to tell us all we need to know from both these teams, you know, how the rest of this one's going to play out.
They will start at their 37-yard line, leading this ball game 34-7. And Valley going right to left in quarter number three. Brody Rogers, what a first half. 3 touchdown passes and a touchdown run as well. Ready for the first down handoff, and it goes to Marcus. And Marcus back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And I don't have the official stats in front of me, but I'm starting to think Brody probably only had one or two incompletions in that first half as well. Everything seemed to be on the money.
Yeah, when they called his number, I mean, it was big completion downfield or positive yards, you know, 5-6 yards a pop. Just, probably his only incompletion I can think of off the top of my head is just that throwaway. And then maybe one on that opening drive as well when he rolled out.
Here's Marcus on second down and 10, and he ran really hard on that play, and he will get across the 40 to about the 42 and make it 3rd and 5.
Yeah, good job here by Watkins on those first and second down plays. Starting to limit the run here, but we've seen them be able to do that. The problem is, you know,
it can all change at one down. You know, whether it be Marcus or end around Cam Walker, whatever they decide to do, or drop back here from Rodgers, they give a big play.
Third and five, Rodgers will throw. Fire catch made by Walker. Breaks one tackle into Warrior territory and will pick up the first down. I mean, when it's third and five or short, the defense really doesn't know what Valley's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they've done it running, they've done it throwing, they've done deep throws, they've done short throws, they've done end arounds, they've done everything. They've shown you everything on, you know, these third down looks. So it's hard to kind of pick and choose what you have to do.
So the ball now resting at the Warrior 47-yard line. First and 10 there for Valley. Rodgers to throw. Scrambling to his right, looking, and as I jinxed him, he throws it out of bounds, incomplete. Second down and 10. And Coach brought it up in the pregame show. It probably was just a huge advantage to watch his brother play the last 3 years and everything he got to learn from Hayden, who had a great master of this offense, running, throwing, doing what he needed to do.
Yeah, that's a nice luxury to have. Yeah, your brother being the three-year starter, then you being able to just kind of step in. So you probably already know the offense like the back of your hand. You're familiar with the team. You're familiar with the coaching staff. And it shows because he does not look like a sophomore. He does not look like a first-year starter.
He is looking deep for Walker. And, of course, the catch is made. The combination continues to work very efficiently. Rodgers on the run that time, throwing against his body. It did not matter. A huge pickup for the Panthers down to the 11-yard line, 36 yards.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I mean, the arm talent, you know, he's not called upon to throw it primarily, but, I mean, he could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, from what we've seen, I mean, obviously, you know, just the way the offense works with the running game and the throwing game helps him. You know, there's not nearly as much pressure on him as if it was just a primarily passing game. And the offensive line does a great job of providing pressure.
From the 11. And Rodgers will keep it. Rolling to his right. Looking. Now he'll keep it. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Nice cutback. House call. Brody Rodgers. 11 yards. His second touchdown scamper of the evening. And Valley expands their lead now to 40-7.
Yeah,
He running out of superlatives?
Yeah, I mean, he could have found he did have a receiver open there, but he decided to just keep it himself. And that's something you forget, you know, he has that dual threat ability because he doesn't really have to use it too much. But he's more than capable runner as well. And, I mean, yeah, just he's just blowing me away just how good he is, you know, just a sophomore, just his first year starting. It's hard to believe, you know. I'm sure Coach Boffman and all of them down there more than excited that they have two more years of them.
McLean on for the extra point. It is up, and it is good. 9:55 remains third quarter. Licking Valley 41, Watkins Memorial 7. Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
Remember Ross Granville Market when it's time to grab your tailgating favorites. Chips, snacks, and deli items. When it comes to game time, it's time for Ross Granville Market. Planning on grilling? Plan on Ross Granville Market for the highest quality meat and produce. Family owned and operated since 1978, they've got what you need for the weekend game or tonight's dinner. 484 South Main Street in Granville or RossGranvilleMarket.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
6-play, 73-yard drive for Licking Valley to start the third quarter, ending with an 11-yard touchdown run by Brody Rodgers, and we have a running clock now,
as it's 41-7. Valley now just a few minutes away from capturing the LCL Buckeye outright. First league championship since 2020. And they have been beyond impressive tonight on both sides of the ball. Kickoff return to the 19-yard line by Watkins, and here's JoJo Tolliver, and he'll get about 5 yards to the 24-yard line. I mean, there's no doubt Valley was favored coming into this game, but just how they put the pedal to the metal, and they just don't let up.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't expecting you to see a running clock in this game. You know, like we were saying before, Watkins, we feel like, has the talent to match up here with Valley. But this the execution on the field, it's just been night and day between both these two teams here tonight.
Tolliver hit in the backfield, and he'll go back to about the original line of scrimmage. I think that's the perfect word, execution. They just do everything right. Maybe we talked about the incomplete passes. I'm trying to think now of penalties. Maybe one or two? On the initial drive, they had a hold.
I think really the only penalties, yeah, just the hold and then just kicking it out of bounds
yeah.
several times. And that's really it, I'd say. Is you can tell, yeah, it's a well-coached team. And Coach Boffman gets all the potential, squeezes all the potential out of these guys, and then some.
It is third down. Samsel to throw, and it's intercepted, and we could have a pick six. 10-5, it's a house call. That is number 11, Brandon Marlett, and it is an interception, the third one of the night. He still has a way to go to catch Kyle McCord, but he's right there now. 47-7, Licking Valley, and Brandon just stepped right in and made the play.
Yeah, just kind of read. Samson was kind of eyeing his receiver that time, and just reading the eyes of the quarterback, steps in, and like you said, keeping the pedal to the metal, not letting up at all. You know, they got the running clock, you think, all right, maybe, you know, defense lets up a bit. Nope, pick six. They're continuing to just, you know, pour it on here against Watkins.
McLean on for another extra point. His legs are going to get tired at some point here. Ready for the snap. Kick on the way. And he drilled it. 54. Check that. 48-7. They might get 50.
Yeah.
They might get 50.
More than likely. It's looking like it. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Probably don't need to keep the starters in at this point, I'd say.
With what you want ahead of you
right.
in the postseason, I think you
play
let them
safe.
Lie at this point.
Yeah, so maybe not. But, yeah, Valley is done what they've came here to do, and then some. They are peaking, it seems right, just at the right time here heading into the postseason. So, and then, yeah, for Watkins, it's, you know, you see, it seemed like they were, turning the ship around, you know, after starting 0-6, had a good game against Granville during that span, too, you know, coming in three straight wins, and then it seems like, you know, everything that we saw, you know, the flaws last week against Licking Heights, I feel like we're just kind of turned up to 11 here tonight, you know,
yeah.
just with the turnovers and just, you know, failing to execute in those critical situations that can, you know, the turning points of the game, you know, that can flip the momentum of this game. They basically lost all those, like, you know, key moments.
Kickoff will be fielded at the 20, and decent return by York as he's still going across the 35 up to about the 36-yard line. 48-7, Licking Valley leads it with 6.5 to play in the running clock in the third quarter. And we should mention that tonight could be an historic night for Coach Randy Boffman, currently tied with retired Terry Malone of Hamilton Baden with 360 all-time victories in the state of Ohio. The victory tonight will put him in sole possession of sixth place with his 361st victory. So congratulations to the Hall of Famer. Up next will be Chuck Kyle from Cleveland St. Ignatius, a legend in the coaching ranks as well. He has 369. So
But a big moment for Coach Randy Boffman. We may bring that up Monday on the Licking County Locker Room, as we'll be featuring these Licking Valley Panthers. Hopefully you can join us. 6:30, Ship Brothers Brewing, downtown Newark, highlighting the Licking Valley Panthers as they get ready for postseason play. You like that segue there? Is that pretty good?
That was pretty good. Very professional.
Well, I wouldn't use those words. Those have never been used with me, but we've been around a little bit. So third down coming up here for Watkins. And you look at the Warriors, they're in the postseason as well, mm-hmm. in Division I, Region 3. So you just throw this out the window and say, hey, we got a whole new season starting next week.
Yeah. You would like to maybe get something to... A little bit of something here in the second half, you know, a touchdown drive or something to just a positive to take away here, you know, heading into the playoffs. But kind of just have to wait and see what happens, as it's a drop pass that time there. Would have been a first down.
Intended for number five,
but
New York, falls incomplete.
Yeah, it falls incomplete instead. So it looks like the offense is going to stay out there. But, yeah, I mean, it's... You know, we say it pretty much every time we've seen Watkins, but yeah, the talent's there, you know, and if they are able to keep this team together next season, you know, they're primed for a really, really good season. I mean, they have tons of athletes all over the place. It's just, you know, figuring out what you want to do week to week and being able to execute it at a high level.
They decide to punt it on fourth down and six. And this kick very high in the air. And it will bounce and go straight up at about the 33-34-yard line. And that's where Watkins will down it with 3:55 remaining in this third quarter and them having a 48-7 lead. Yeah, I think they're going to be... going into the postseason, one of the best 3-7 teams in the state. So they are in the same region as Newark, which, by the way, the Cats now have expanded their lead over the Gales to 30-10. So it looks like they will get win number 7 on the season and finish unbeaten at home, 5-0. And Licking Valley also having a great season. They're looking to move to 9-1 and win their fourth here at home, with the one loss coming to West Muscatum in week number 2, a heartbreaker in overtime. And the last 2 years, Valley 9-1 here at Randy Boffman Stadium. They get to host at least one game, possibly two. So whoever comes in here next week, good luck. You're going to need
lots of horns.
Yep, there will be a lot of horns.
It's going to be a tough environment to play in. So it definitely gives the edge to Valley. I mean, you know, the thing is, when you do face Valley, you know, going forward for the rest of the season, all these teams, you need to be able to stop the run, right? That's the main thing for them.
And here is a big run up the middle, down to about the 35-yard line. We do have some substitutes in. Let's see who was checking that one. That was Donovan Galoney, and he would get a first down all the way to the Watkins 35-yard line. And let's see who our new quarterback is for Licking Valley. Again, if you beat me to the punch, fire away.
Grant Lichtenauer.
Grant Lichtenauer, is he the quarterback? Thank you, guys. We're all one big happy family here. So he is in as Brody's night is done, and what a night it was. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remain third quarter. First and 10 at the 35 for Valley. And still some pretty hard hitting going on down there. And that you just want to stay healthy now, really, for both teams. You just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, both teams head in the postseason, so stay healthy. No dumb penalties or anything like that. I'm sure those Watkins guys are frustrated down there, you know. And
We talked about before the game started, they got here very early tonight. I mean, I think they were ready to go and focused, and it was just too much Panther football.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think, yeah, they came in, obviously, at their high point of the season, coming off the 3-game winning streak. You know, I was convinced, too. You know, I was talking to you before. I mean, I thought they had a legitimate shot. They could upset Valley here tonight.
Yeah.
But It's just, you know, like we've been saying, you know, the big thing was those turnovers, right? Yeah. And then I think the next thing was just the defense's inability to just stop anything. I mean, it started with the running game. If you give up, you know, averaging 5-6 yards a carry, you know, giving up on defense per rush, there's not much your defense is going to be able to do because just running the football on them alone is going to just, you know, wear them down and take time off the clock. And then throw in the passing game with how Brody Rogers has played here tonight. You just can't do anything against that. So, and then you throw the turnovers in. It's a recipe for disaster. And I feel like probably the worst case scenario, you know, happened here tonight for Watkins.
I would agree with you. And Licking Valley, everything clicked tonight for the Panthers on both sides of the ball. We have come to the end of the third quarter. Panthers on their way to sole championship in the LCL Buckeye. One quarter remaining. They lead 48-7 over Watkins. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Fourth quarter underway here at Licking Valley. Panthers up 48-7 as the running clock continues. It is first and 10 Valley at the Watkins 24-yard line. Lechnauer hands it off, and pretty good run right there for Dominic Galone. Dominic, and he gets about 6 yards pickup. So we've seen quite a few of the teams that will hit the postseason for Licking County this year. A lot of them will be on the road. Valley will get to host. Granville will get to host. Johnstown is going to go either way. A lot of tough regions, especially for our local teams in Regions 11 and Region 18, but I think a couple have a really good chance to move to Round 2 and even to Round 3.
Yeah, I mean, based off eye tests alone, I'd say Valley is the best team that we've seen so far this year. Which is a bit of an anomaly, right? Past 3 years, I'd say it's been Granville, pretty by a substantial margin. We say Granville than the rest. But I'd say this year, and then obviously they played head-to-head as well, so it kind of backs us up. But, you know, we saw both these teams play Watkins, too, at home. Now, at different points in the season, I know you can't really use that as well, you know, the common opponent thing, but...
You can.
Yeah, I know, to a certain extent, you know, but I think, you know, Watkins, too, came in a better team week 10 compared to what, week 6.
Yeah,
I think
I would
agree. Saw them against Granville.
Yep.
So, yeah, to me, this is, in the you know, 4 years we've been doing this, is the best Valley team that I've seen, and I'd say, yeah, based on all teams we've covered, I would I'd probably pick Valley to make the deepest run so far, which is, you know, heading into the year, I would have, you know, my preseason pick would have been Granville, but, you know, we get them next week. Obviously, we'll see what happens there, but, yeah, I think Valley's got the best shot to make a deep run, I'd say.
I tend to agree with you, but I don't want to forget about the Johnnies in Division 5.
Mm.
With that running game, and we talked about it here tonight with Valley, if they control the line of scrimmage and control the clock, again, they're in a very difficult region with a lot of powerful teams from Northwest Ohio. As Valley continues to have the football and is taking it in close to pay dirt and will be about 2 yards shy. And has another chance to now get over 50 points with the backups in here. So we'll get to my thoughts here in a couple minutes. But now they are at the 2-yard line with 9:05 remaining in this fourth quarter. It'll be first and goal. So Valley again, not letting off. But again, they've got the reserves in. They're running the football. They're not throwing it. But Watkins just cannot stop them. So it's first and goal. Lechnauer is the quarterback, and he will hand it off to Galoney. He will lose a couple of yards back to the 4. But I think Johnstown, depending on who they play and the whole setup, if they get to host a first-round game, Coach Carter and those boys, very physical ball club. And Granville did take it to them, but they have been otherwise a very strong team. They're going to clinch the LCL Cardinal tonight. So I'm going to lean with you and say Valley, yes, but I think Johnstown could be a close second. A close second. Second down and goal for the Panthers at the 5-yard line. Down to 8 minutes remaining. And here's the inside handoff and a couple of yards to the 3. A couple of updates from Region 11, Division 3. Athens has taken a 1-point lead over Nelsonville York, 14-13. Again, they're 4th in the region, Valley 5th. Also, Hartley continues to lead St. Charles. New Philly has a 28-13 lead over Dover. So a lot to be decided still in the next couple of hours here of postseason play. Who will be hosting? Who will they be taking on? But again, looks like 9-10 county teams will get into Week 11, which is a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line with 7:20 remaining. And here's Lechnauer trying to keep it going to the left side. Can he get to the corner? And he does. Touchdown for the backup quarterback. He takes it along the left side. And 50-plus tonight for the Panthers. Now 54-7 as the Horns continue to celebrate, as they should, on senior night.
Yeah, a little bit of encore touchdown, I'd say, right there. Good way to, you know, close out the season, close out senior night here. And, I mean, yeah, just run the football. It doesn't matter who's in there. I think Watkins is just so worn down at this point in the game. They're just probably ready to get out of here.
But, man, you'd love to be playing your best football in Week 10, don't you?
Yep.
And Looking Valley is getting it done. And they will take a knee on the extra point. That will keep it at 54-7. We'll take a break. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Binks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at BinksQualityAutos.com.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Number 15. Austin Rowe, number 19.
Looking Valley continues to get it done here at Randy Boffman Stadium, now leading 54-7 with 6:28 remaining in quarter number 4, as they will capture the LCL Buckeye outright. And here's the kickoff, which will bounce out of bounds. That's the only area to work on in the postseason, is getting the kickoffs taken care of.
And then, too, yeah, that's obviously going to be big in the postseason, you know, when the games are closer and you don't want to be setting up the opposing team with such great field position. And then, too, just what the field goal units look like, you know, how confident are they, you know, because you know, when you tend to struggle on kickoffs, you tend to struggle on field goals, too. So Yeah, and the postseason is really important to, have a good field goal kicking game, you know, because offense more than likely not going to be able to score every single time they get in the red zone. And it's important, you know, if you are backed up, you know, 4th and 10, you know, at the 15-yard line, rather than trying to go for it, you know, if you have a confident field goal kicker, throw him out there and put points on the board.
Special teams, special teams, special teams. Penalty against Watkins. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle from Randy Boffman Stadium, all Licking Valley tonight here in the fourth quarter. They lead at 54-7 over Watkins Memorial with under 5 minutes to play in quarter number four as Valley moves to 9-1. Great season last year at 8-4, eclipsing that again this year. And just hearing some of the folks talk before the game, the freshman team went unbeaten, just tied Granville, and the JV team only had one loss as well. So this could be the start. You never know how things play out, but could have a little bit of a run going here.
Absolutely. And then with Brody Rogers, just a sophomore as well, I mean, you got two more years of him. You want to surround him, I think. You know, I think obviously the biggest thing, you know, I know still plenty of play, still plenty of games hopefully left for the Panthers left this season, but, you know, next year I think the big thing is going to be replacing that offensive line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Because you had 4 out of 5 guys coming back this year. You're going to be losing now 4 out of 5 guys next year. So you need to.
And Marcus.
Yeah. And your running back. So, and Cam Walker.
And Cam Walker.
So you are losing a lot.
So what are you trying to tell me here?
So, hey, you never know, though, right? You know? But, you know, that's what, you know, teams like Licking Valley and, you know, we see, too, with Granville. We say, oh, they're losing so much. And then they reload next year. New guys break out, make a name for themselves. Because we thought, you know, Valley maybe could have had possibly a down year this year. You know, they lost a lot last year. That was a really good team that they had last year, I thought, as well. But they reloaded. And I was shocked to see how well that they performed this year. They still got a long way to go for having to worry about all that.
And I think that coach knows how to reload and rebuild. 4th and 15 here for Watkins as we come up on just 3 minutes to play. And they will punt things away. 54-7, Licking Valley in control. Here's the snap. And the kick is away. Line drive kick. And it will be fielded by Valley, and they will take it to the 40. Fumble the football. Looks like he did get back on it. And we'll see who got it. I think, yep, they will keep it. So we'll take the last break of this ball game before we head into the post game. 2:35 remains. 54-7 Licking Valley. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
Minute 45 to go in this one. Licking Valley 54, Watkins Memorial 7. The running clock here in the fourth quarter, pretty much done with this ball game as Valley has the ball and just be looking to run the running clock out and moved to 9-1 in the regular season and a perfect 5-0 in the LCL Buckeye. Another big run here. We'll take it inside the 30. Couple nice moves down to the 25-yard line with a minute 21 left. We talked about their rushing game. It's going to be solid again, even with the reserves and the backups in. They're still going to be pounding away.
Yeah. They may not be any juice left in those horns for next week.
I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. Unfortunately, we do have an injured Warrior down on the field, and we were hoping that would be the last thing to worry about here in this ball game with just seven remaining. And since that's all we have left, I better get your prediction for the Buckeyes and the Huskers tomorrow.
Yeah. Ohio State obviously needs to bounce back after that one lost point to Oregon.
Yep.
Which is looking better each and every week. Nice quality loss, as they'd say,
ESPN. Yes. Yep.
So I think Nebraska's going to come out sharper than they did last week.
Boy, that was a stunner, 56-7. So, yeah. All right, so they're going to come out a little better, but... Yeah.
But I think Ohio State, they should and hopefully will pull away in the second half. That defense, I think, is going to have a good bounce-back game, and I think it'll be, 38-14.
That will not make the natives happy.
Well, I think
after
Nebraska,
Indiana scores 56.
Well, I think Nebraska's better than what that game showed last week.
I would agree.
And obviously, I don't think that helps Ohio State's case, honestly, because I was kind of like watching them like that's going to make Nebraska play better against us. You know what I mean? Because usually teams. But I think Nebraska's solid this year. I mean, they're obviously, I feel like, another team that's trending upwards.
I'm going to go 47-14.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a pick six in there and a couple other things, but
I hope so.
It will be a victory, no doubt, and you can hear that game right here on Kate 98.7. This game is in the books, and congratulations to the Licking Valley Panthers, LCL Buckeye champions, on the way to the postseason, and 361 victories for Coach Randy Boffman. They take care of Watkins Memorial by a final score of 54-7. We'll come back and talk about it as you've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
How far do you have to go to get expert surgical care? To have access to state-of-the-art minimally invasive technologies? To be treated by top-notch surgeons you can trust? Turns out, you don't have to go far at all, because right here at Knox Community Hospital, we can treat a wide range of conditions, from gallbladder to breast cancer surgeries. And we've assembled a team of expert surgeons who can get you back home sooner than you ever thought possible. Learn more at kch.org.
Hey, this is Chris from Kasep's Auto Body in Granville and Johnstown. One of the really neat things about our business and about our company is we fix some really cool cars. At Kasep's, electric vehicles are nothing new to us. We've been fixing them for years. We've been Tesla certified for a number of years. And we're Lucid and we're Rivian certified as well. So if you drive an electric car, no worries. There's someone here in Licking County that knows how to fix them. Kasep's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
At Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
At one point this season, Licking Valley was 1-1, and you wondered where they were headed. They're headed to the postseason, and they're headed to a league title after dismantling Watkins Memorial 54-7 tonight. They really was no contest after they were able to expand the lead early to 20-0. Watkins did get a touchdown to Jaden Ricketts to make it 20-7, and then it was all Panthers, again, doing everything they wanted to offensively. Brody Rogers, what a great night. Cut three touchdown passes, couple of touchdown runs. Marcus also adding a couple of touchdowns, and defensively, getting turnovers, putting those into points, whether through the offense or a pitch six as well. Just a complete, total dominating effort tonight by LV.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of came in knowing what their game plan was going to be offensively. You know, they like to establish the run, and they did that basically effortlessly. I mean, they did get stood up on that first drive, but you had a sense, you know, they drove it in the red zone. They were going to be able to do it again as long as they stuck with it. They did. And then once they got that established, really the rest is history. You cannot let this team get the run established with how effective Brody Rogers gets when he gets in a rhythm like that. When he's not, I feel like, and that's really for most quarterbacks, but especially with what I've seen with Rogers, is the more he gets eased into the game, the better he plays. So that's obviously going to be big for them. And then, too, that offensive line. I mean, that offensive line, that's probably the best line I've seen so far this year. I was really eager to see how it was going to go up against that Watkins defensive line, because we kind of saw Watkins do what Valley did to them tonight against Heights last week,
yep.
Right? In that second half, just rely on that offensive line, ground and pound. So this is probably one of the better defensive and offensive lines that Valley went against all year, probably up there with Granville. So, it gave them really no problems here tonight. And then, like you said, defensively, you did everything, really, you wanted to do. I mean, you gave up that one big play to Ricketts, but other than that, you forced turnovers. And you also, you got the pick six. You turned turnovers into points. And then, too, you had that nice fourth and one stop, too. You know, you kind of bend, don't break. So you had a little bit of a sample size of every scenario tonight from that defense, and they came up basically on top in every single one of them.
It was dominating. They get to host a first-round game. We'll see how far they can move up in the seeding or if they stay at number five, but they definitely will be here next week at Randy Boffman Stadium. And this team, you talk about a team that earns a first-round game. This team has earned it. They've had a tough schedule. They've almost been perfect through it. The win against Granville was really the hurdle that they needed to accomplish to get into the top eight, and they did that with just enough offense and a strong defense, as you alluded to. And this team, I don't care who you are, that's a very tough region, but nobody wants to play this ball club.
Mm-mm. No, yeah. They are they're peaking, really, at the right time. You know, I think what we did, the game against Zanesville way back.
Heath.
Early part of the season, they dominated them. And it basically was very similar here tonight. And I think, you know, against a better Watkins Memorial team that came in, you know, on a three-game winning streak,
with the
feeling
momentum,
good about themselves,
probably playing their best football.
Yep.
Of the season for themselves. So the way that Licking Valley, you know, we were both kind of leaning towards Valley probably going to win this one tonight, but it's going to be I was saying maybe two possessions, right? For Valley, we were not expecting a huge blowout running clock here in the third quarter type of win,
but they got it done, 54-7 over Watkins. We'll wrap it up after our final timeout. As you've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Monday's Licking County Locker Room will be at Ship Brothers Brewing, as we are every Monday starting at 6:30, and we'll be highlighting these Licking Valley Panthers as they get ready for postseason play coming up next week. And then Friday night, our postseason game will be at Walter J. Hodges Stadium in Granville. The Blue Aces, opponent yet to be determined, but we'll have their game for you. Pregame at 6:45 and kickoff at 7 p.m. We will have to clarify that. Sometimes they move the playoff games to 7:30, but we'll let you know and we'll have it updated for you here on Kate 98.7. But Licking Valley Monday with the Locker Room and Granville postseason play on Friday evening. CJ, great job back at the studio. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final score from Randy Boffman Stadium at Licking Valley, the Panthers LCL Buckeye Champions defeating Watkins Memorial 54-7. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.